entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Yes, welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and of course, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Belly full of steak.
Well, that's always a good way to go. Very, very nice.
Not oxtails, but steak.
Well, thank you for making that distinction for no reason.
You said last time if we do oxtails, it's the best show ever, so...
Oh, fuck. We're screwed then. See, yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, thanks for joining us, folks. It's been a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So, Steven, why steak? Why not oxtails?
Because
I don't give a fuck. Merry Christmas, Steve. It's really getting into that season right now.
Yeah, I can see ready? From you the live ready? Stream, you're wearing a Christmas shirt already.
Are you in the season, Steve? Are you having a good fucking time?
Well, there's snow outside.
I don't give a shit.
Yes, you do. You're wearing a Merry Christmas shirt, you asshole.
I am wearing a Merry Christmas shirt. I just happened to be the one I picked out of the fucking the dark closet. And it says Merry Christmas. It has a picture of a Winnebago, which is filled with liquid shit. And underneath it says, shitter's full.
I didn't see that half.
Merry Christmas, shitter's full.
All right, that's permissible.
But I am drinking a Leinen Klugels or whatever the fuck it is.
Leinen Gurgles?
Leinen Kegels. I'm clenching my crotch to try and get a more powerful spurt as I'm drinking this. And it's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, Steve.
Sounds manly.
It is. It is. The fact that I'm doing Kegels or whatever to try and increase my impressiveness.
your vaginal... circumference?
No, I'm doing a masculine Kegels.
You know, there are man Kegels. Kegels.
What am I telling you then? Why would I be telling you this if I didn't already know that and fucking have the goddamn workout tape? Fucking yeah, Billy
you're
Blanks.
You're backing your way out.
Billy Blanks just totally lost out on the personal fitness game to P90X, so now he released a fucking series of DVDs and Blu-rays for just how to make your fucking crotch put out an impressive spurt.
Well, there you go. Billy Blanks, ladies and gentlemen.
It's what he's doing now. It's what it is.
He was a scary motherfucker, that guy.
Why? Because he's black, Steve?
No, he was just scary. He looked like voodoo shaman guy to me.
That would be even, because he's black. I mean, honestly.
There could be white voodoo shaman. Look at Gary Oldman in True Romance. He was like a voodoo shaman.
Was he? I thought he was just kind of like a fucking...
fake Rasta?
Yeah, Caribbean drug lord type.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It was like he was he was just I didn't understand his fucking part in that movie.
Must be White Boy Day. His purpose was to say that line. It's White Boy Day.
Exactly. I don't know, Steve. I am in as much of the season as I can be, as high as my Christmas spirit can be. It is, and that is to say that it's zero. Yeah, I'm wearing the Merry Christmas Shitter's Full shirt, but I am far too fucking busy that Christmas is sucking hind tit, as my dad has been known to say.
Hind tit?
Hind tit. It's not getting the good, filled out, milky, supple front tits. No, it's got hind tit, where the fucking shit box is.
That's a new one for me.
You never heard sucking hind tit?
No, I'm sorry. No, I haven't.
Let me see if that's even an Urban Dictionary. This may be an original creation from my dad.
Hind, it could be. It very well tit. Could be.
It's there. It's there.
Is it?
Not getting a fair share.
Well,
there it is.
There you go. You used it even appropriately in a sentence. I'm very proud of you.
You know what? Urban Dictionary. Who the fuck thumbs things down? Like, you went there.
People who were using it wrong. People who were using that word wrong, and then they found out the real meaning of it, then they thumb it down for them being stupid.
God, they have the worst example, too. It's, since the introduction of Windows 95, Apple Computer has been sucking hind tit. Wow. Holy shit. You wrote this on a computer that couldn't have been running Windows 95. Jesus H. Christmas Christ. Yeah, I'm in the fucking thick of it, Steve. We canceled last week's show due to work. I got a lot going on. I almost considered doing it again this week.
But you know, God wanted us to do it this week.
No, I decided to. That's the difference. I decided to. It's not some divine, fucking strike down into one of our brains. We weren't willed into doing this and making it happen. I just decided that I had to do one. I felt like it. I don't want to not do one on Christmas Eve and then have like one new show in fucking December.
Yeah, that would suck.
I don't know. The house is all decorated inside, of course. Outside, nothing. I stuck this like metal candy cane in the ground. It says, and it's the laziest thing I could have done, and it's the laziest decoration. It says Merry Xmas.
It doesn't light up or anything. It's just a
no.
Metal
it's
candy
just a
cane.
Fucking like a gardening bullshit. Like you would put it in your shrubs. I don't know. It's just a bunch of horse shit. So it's there. That's the extent of my outdoor decorations. I do this every year. Every Christmas, I take the shit out of the attic, bring it down, and I tell Amanda very sternly, might I add, sternly, that all of this shit isn't making it up in the attic. That's what I tell her. I tell her, we're not bringing all this shit back up. It's down, and it's not going all of it's not going back up. We have fucking 12 boxes of decorations. There's two of us. And we've decorated 1.5 rooms.
Nice.
And we don't use all the shit. We just have shit that Amanda got cheaply at the end of one of the Christmases past. 75% off. Let's fucking load up. Let's get all new shit. But the problem is we still have the old shit. We never fucking threw anything out. This is going to be the year I fucking take some kind of a goddamn sledgehammer, a fucking... an axe. I'm gonna break so many fucking Christmas decorations just to have that satisfaction of crushing things and also freeing up space. Getting rid of clutter is almost as good as throwing a batch. I love throwing shit away.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I fucking do.
It's like shitting.
Oh, it is. It is, yeah. You're stuck in a line somewhere. You're waiting to, I don't know, to fucking pay a ticket at somewhere. I don't know. You're in line. You can't leave. It's really bad if you leave, and you have to take a shit. When you finally take that shit, you dump. It's fucking impressive.
It's great.
It's incredible. By the way, speaking of holding a shit a long time, I was talking to Shawnee Murphy, who I work with. And
great segue.
He told me. It was like the end of the day at work. It was maybe 8 o'clock. He had to go to hockey or something. And he's like, I got to take a shit.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, well, go take a shit. You don't understand. And then he just walked away. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's got this public restroom thing. I'm like, I saw the cleaning people going around. I'm like, well, now is as good a time as any. You know, you go in that bowl, it's going to be foamy with cleaning products. The seat is right. You're going to see reflection in the fucking seat. It's going to be perfectly clean. So, yeah, I didn't think about that. I'll do that. Told me a couple days later that he just held it. Didn't go all day.
Oh, and then he played hockey?
Then played hockey.
Oh.
and then
that's,
went
that's
out.
How someone rolls,
and
man.
Then went out, and then went. He said he was sick for like 2 days.
Dude,
he feels like he poisoned himself.
Yeah, he had been probably holding that one in for a good 5-6 days too, knowing him.
Yeah, he's talked about this in the past, and much to his delight, there was a kid who called in. I think it was Halo Man. I don't even know who it was at this point.
I think I remember that.
Jack Murphy, maybe.
It was like 12 days the kid went, or like
he thought he was
went twice a month or something.
He thought
like
he
that.
Was a weirdo, and then Shawnee Murphy just confirmed that, you know, there are other people like him, and that that you two can have a life where you just don't shit.
I couldn't do that, man. At least once a day.
At least.
Depending on dinner, too, because that might lead to a second.
I know I'm in trouble if I don't go in a day. I know something's going on.
Something's wrong.
I'm under stress. I'm getting sick. I have to go. I don't know. If I don't shit in a given day, there is something fucking wrong with me.
Yep.
Speaking of something wrong with you, the NFL players that were at that fucking Philly game, that fucking Philadelphia Eagles snow game.
That was awesome to watch.
Did they not realize that they're going to be in the fucking snow? Like, I don't understand. I can't shovel the fucking driveway for 20 minutes and not have a fucking jacket on.
Dude, there was guys out in the stands with their shirts off.
Why the... like, frostbite. I don't know. I'm watching this. Maybe I'm a big fucking douche, and I just don't get it, or I don't get the sense. I'm looking at this. They're rolling around in the fucking snow. There are people. There are animated GIFs that made the rounds a couple days ago of a guy trying to shake a fucking full compacted helmet of snow out. He got tackled face first into the snow. They rolled
slid
him
a couple
over,
feet.
And his helmet was just completely crusted in snow.
Yep.
And all the linebackers are wearing, like, fucking just, like, it's fucking May. No
like
sleeves.
In a stadium.
Nothing. Yeah. A dome.
A dome.
Yeah. Absolutely fucking hate. At what point do they cancel a game? I mean, I get it. You're rough and tumble. You're the NFL. But, you know, do you really need...
I don't remember a game ever getting canceled due to weather.
Do you really need to fucking pump carbon monoxide into the goddamn environment every 5 minutes because you have six people with fucking leaf blowers trying to make it so you can see the lines?
You know, some of the stadiums I was watching, because there was a lot of snow games that day, some of the games they didn't even do that. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, at least they blew the lines out. You could see where the lines are. Some of the stadiums are like, fuck it.
I saw a little clip where they were trying to fucking... The players were trying to clear a spot for the punt to land. They were trying to so it wouldn't just hit the snow and stop.
It's yeah, that's true.
I saw one of those too. The fucking ball just stuck in the goddamn snow. I mean, I get it. You guys are the pinnacle of toughness and all that shit. But do we need to plow the fucking field? I like a good snow game. I like when it's slippery, slick. You can't. It's tough to see the field. It's
a lot of
coming
fumbles,
down.
A lot of turnovers.
It reminds me of winter. However. There was like 6 inches of snow on the fucking field. Call
Where's
the game.
Grounds crew? Why don't they do anything?
Like, we're willing to not educate our kids for 2 days when fucking 8 inches of snow hits the fucking ground.
You gotta play football, though.
Gotta. You gotta. Gotta play. I don't know. I don't remember a game that was canceled. Unless it was a hurricane, or maybe an earthquake. Maybe.
Yeah, I'd say an earthquake might be a little different, or if there was like a tsunami and it flooded somewhere. Or, you know, like, what was it, the Metro Dome when the fucking thing collapsed?
Oh, I don't know that. What was the Metro Dome?
Minnesota, the Vikings Dome. Collapsed.
It collapsed, what, during a game?
No, it wasn't during a game, but it was under snow, and the whole thing just collapsed because there was so much snow. They have a video of it. It's cool. They have, like, a time-lapse video of the whole thing just coming in and everything just falling.
Oh, wow. It was in 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The dome is fucking, like, almost touching the fucking field.
I think it did. I think the whole... I don't think they show it in the video, but the whole thing...
Holy shit.
And the lights were all on inside, too, so it's cool. They had the nice video for you.
Yeah, it looks like I have a Fox exclusive watermark on the upper right of it, so they were probably broadcasting the demise of this dome.
Fox is probably like, oh, there's a lot of snow. Let's get the cameras rolling. Yeah. Turn on the cameras.
Yeah. Oh, there's a tragedy afoot. Let's try to capitalize. Yeah. Like, by the way, I don't know if you've been watched a lot of TV this weekend. I didn't get much of a chance to, but any time I had the TV on, there would be a commercial break with the Fast and Furious DVDs being pitched with somber music. If you purchase Fast and the Furious 6, a portion of the proceeds will go to Paul Walker's favorite charity, blah, 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 blah. And we've got so many of these DVDs, you have no idea. Please help us out. We were never going to sell these.
Yeah, but still, have you ever seen a movie do that? I don't think I've really seen a movie donate to anything before, so that's kind of cool.
It's also like not a great movie, right?
Yeah, well, none of them were, but people still enjoy watching them. I enjoy watching them. It's not fucking Citizen Kane. I don't think you should go in with the expectation to be watching a five-star movie that Gene Siskel and Robert Ebert would come out of their graves to review just because it's so great.
You know, you want to do something nice, so you're like, oh, well, I'll buy the movie, and I'll get a movie, and then, a portion of the proceeds will go there. GoWeed's saying, yeah, it's probably like 5 cents per disc. A portion.
Yeah, they say a portion. They don't say 5 cents, but it's a portion.
How about on your commercial, you just say, we made this much. Just give me the fucking goddamn financials. I'll be the judge if you're being charitable. No, just say, rest in peace, Paul Walker, if you'd like to donate, go here. And then I think that would be classy enough to inspire people to buy the fucking movie. But no, they want to turn it into a fucking cash grab. So they're like, Paul Walker died. Let's zoom in on his face in the fucking DVD cover and mention his charity and say that we're going to give some to it. Don't worry. We're going to give some to it. By the way, we were able to come up with this idea, this marketing campaign, because we're scrambling on how to finish the movie he didn't get to finish so we can fucking sell that to you too.
I don't know.
And then
that's
all of a sudden,
Hollywood for you, man. That's Hollywood.
And then all of a sudden, Nelson Mandela dies, and it's like, who the fuck was Paul Walker? Just erases it. Just washed it away.
Yep.
Washed it the fuck away.
Then you got Barack Obama taking selfies at his memorial service.
Wait, is Barack Obama going to be at selfies at a funeral on Tumblr?
Yeah, I think they posted it on there.
You know, not to be racist, and here comes a racist statement.
Nothing good ever comes after
when you say, I'm not a racist, but you're going to say something
incredibly racist. Yeah.
Here's an observation that I've made about people that are different than me.
Yeah.
Black people really like taking pictures at fucking like wakes and funerals. I don't know.
Honestly, most of the people I've seen I've seen selfies at a funeral because I was actually on it today because of that picture.
But
it seems like a lot of white girls.
I think white girls
are the champions of selfies.
Well, yeah, they certainly are. They certainly are the goddamn the fucking the best undisputed champs of selfies. Yeah. White girls. However, the pictures I'm talking about are like, they pose around the casket. They just take pictures of the person in the casket.
That white girls don't do.
No, they definitely don't. They're just so oblivious to the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
But they thought they were wearing a cute top. So they had to let everybody they know.
Cute funeral dress.
Look at this.
YOLO.
Yeah.
YOLO. Can't get more appropriate YOLO time than that.
Yeah, I guess so. Stand next to that fucking creepy water cooler on that couch that nobody sits on. Fuck. The worst. Aren't they making a Nelson Mandela movie too?
The weird thing is, you figure they have to have been in production because it's coming out in like 2 weeks or a week or something.
They are good.
The production has two to 3 years, and what? He dies, and then a week later, the freaking movie comes out.
Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna do the Paul Walker movie as a fucking short that leads into that. A portion of the proceeds will go to Paul Walker's favorite Nelson Mandela charity. Fuck.
That's...
He was sick for quite a while. I remember at least a year ago, there was like, oh, it's not looking too good.
It was this year because it was July, because on Parts Unknown, the new Anthony Bourdain series, he went to South Africa. Oh. And he's like, oh, in June, you know, he was in the hospital in a coma, and then he came out of the coma. Shit. So that's how I remember. That's the last time it was really bad. And I'm like, dude, it's been since like June.
This guy just keeps getting out of situations he's not supposed to get out of.
I know, half a year.
He's gonna be resurrected in 2 days.
Yeah, they'll just, you know, put some cyborg parts in him.
27 years in fucking jail. 27 years in jail. Holy shit.
It's a third of his life.
Was he in, he was like a solitary type thing, you think? I really don't know. I couldn't be bothered to learn anything about the man that I'm talking about now. The guy with a significant life who shaped history. I couldn't be bothered. But I can be aggravated if they're making a movie about him. Yeah, I'm a real piece of shit sometimes. Yeah,
well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you can't know everything.
You can't. But you hold yourself to pretty fucking high standards. You try and learn...
I hate not knowing something.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of, like, if I think of something and I don't know the answer, I want to know the answer instantly. That's why I fucking love the internet.
Do you hate going to somebody for information? Do you think that's a sign of weakness?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think that's a sign of weakness to be discussing somebody and say, no, I've never heard of that?
No. Absolutely not. I think it's just a sign of strength to be able to admit that you're wrong and or don't know something.
But you just said you hate when you don't know something.
I hate not knowing something, but I'm not like so proud of myself to just say, oh, I have an idea and just go with that until someone corrects me. I'd rather know the absolute truth beforehand.
And where do you get the absolute truth?
Usually the internet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Put that 5-second clip over a picture of a neckbeard with his arms folded. Just fucking sternly looking out from underneath his fucking fedora. And excuse me, where do you get the absolute truth? From the internet, of course. Fuck.
No, but yeah, I have no problem. Like, if I go to somebody who I know knows more than me about a subject... Like, I would definitely go to you if it was about, like, programming a website or getting audio equipment.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that you consider me an authority on either of those things.
Yeah, I would say you are.
That's very flattering. I don't know. I'm gonna come out with this, Steve. I've been thinking, and... You kind of just don't. My impression of you, and I'm treading a line here because I could either make you hate me if I say this wrong. I'm really trying to fucking
just say whatever comes to mind first. I'm not going to hate you either.
Why are you such a piece of shit? No, you don't go out a whole lot, right? Like you don't. Do you socialize a lot?
No, not anymore. Not really.
Not at all. Right. Mostly, you go about your business.
I'll be
and then come
social
home.
With people, but I don't like actively go out and like seek new friends and look for girls. Considering I'm unemployed, so that's kind of out of the question when you're unemployed. I'd socialize a lot more if I had a job because I'd have means to go out and socialize.
So I'm glad that you brought up the meeting girls thing. See, I'm in a relationship and I wouldn't know what the fuck to do if I wasn't. I'm at that point.
Poor guy.
I'm not trying to win sympathy. Of course, I'm very, very happy where I am. But you've been single for a while, right?
Yeah.
You've been kind of out of the game.
Oh yeah.
The game, right? Like,
I wouldn't call it a game.
Staying true to the game.
It's like a Hunger Game.
No, it's not because you're not interacting with anybody. It's like if the Hunger Games were just one guy sequestered in his own fucking desire to not interact with people, then yeah, it would be like the Hunger Games. However, there's no competition here. There's nothing on the line. You're not going out pursuing broads.
Yeah, sometimes it's a very good thing.
You think it's a good thing?
No, I said sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say all the time.
Do you, are you looking, like, I mean, not looking. Are you interested in meeting a girl, or are you just...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just soaking in your fucking single life and loving it.
Well, it's one or the other. I mean, if you're single, you should love it. You shouldn't be sitting there and saying, I need a girlfriend. And then if you have a girlfriend, you shouldn't be sitting there thinking, oh, I could be with all these other girls instead of this girl. You know, it's one way or the other. I mean, it's... And right now I'm single, so I'm not going to be sitting here feeling sorry for myself that I'm single. I'll enjoy the time that I am single.
How?
Although it does kind of suck once you get to a certain age, which I'd say I'm at that age.
Like, you can't just go... You're not in a class full of random people every year. You don't have a random draw of people where it's whoa, I got this class. Look at this broad.
Yeah.
No, Look at this girl. Oh,
should go back to college. Now I feel like I want to go back to college. That was a good thing about college.
Oh, I don't know why you don't. I mean, you do. I mean, you are close to completing a degree.
Yeah.
But even if you just took one fucking class, maybe you'd have that mix. I don't know, man. I think the thing would be, you're out of the bar scene, right? You're not going to just go to a bar with the intention of meeting somebody.
Oh, I'm well out of that because most of the people
years removed at this point, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Even if I wanted to, I would go to like hang out with like old friends or something like that. But yeah. I wouldn't go to hit on girls because number one, I don't think.
You wouldn't stop the conversation and apologize and explain that you had to go see about a girl and then just fucking put your fucking Rob Roy down.
What is this, 1962?
Put your fucking Manhattan down on its coaster and walk over.
I have to go see about a lady.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Yeah, it's
seems... No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be interested in finding a girl in a bar to begin with. You know, like, What
at this point
really
or ever?
Bars?
I mean, were you never like that?
I think I would go to like look for a hookup at a way younger point in my life, but I'd never like say I'm going to find my girlfriend in a bar. I never did find any girlfriends in a bar.
Yeah, I just don't know what you do. I mean, would you mind expressing how old you are, please?
34.
34 years old. I wouldn't know. I'm 33. I wouldn't know what people my age do. I just don't know.
They all have kids.
But no, not everybody our age is fucking... Like,
you're
single. You're single and you don't have any children. So that it would stand to reason that there are a good quantity of people that are also in your situation.
I don't think so.
I mean, you never went to a bar and found a girlfriend.
No, not at a bar.
Where have you met, like, any of the girlfriends you've had? Like, what? Like, were they always from class?
None of them were from classes either. I mean, the first one, I mean, you know how long we've been on the internet. I've been on the internet since I was 15, before there was a World Wide Web.
Yeah.
One girl I met from a chat room when I was 15, that was my first girlfriend. Second girlfriend was a friend of a friend that I met and just kind of hooked up with.
Okay.
One girl was from hotornot.com.
Jesus.
If you remember hotornot.com.
Wow.
That's going back a ways.
It's like pre-MySpace, right?
Oh, well before MySpace. I mean, girlfriends, that about does that. I mean,
are we talking like a multi-year dry spell?
Oh, yeah.
Like, commitment wise, you haven't been in committed relationship
by 6 years. Yeah.
I don't know what you would do. I mean, what do you try match.com?
I'm on OkCupid, but I just like I don't think anything on there is it's like a dating site. It's like a free, it's like match.com.
Is it like match? Because I've heard about it, but it seems like it's more creepy.
No, it's really not. I mean,
I don't know anything about it.
I'm sure it is for girls, but I don't do it seriously. Like, I've never met anybody from it. I've chatted with a couple people, but that's about it.
Yeah. I think you've had some success with just, happening to be among friends.
Yeah, it's usually and, right place, right time type of thing.
So why don't you put yourself in the right
place? The right place at the right time?
Why don't you put yourself in places? Right? Like,
well, right now, I can't. I mean,
see, like, I've had this idea that...
If I had a job, I'd be way more aggressive with women. Like that.
Yeah. That would win them, too. Let me tell you something.
It would.
You want to melt a girl's heart in the literal sense and make her fucking puke inward and fucking turn herself inside out? Burp in her face like that. Burp some nice champagne of beers right in her fucking makeup. Really turn her on. I've had this idea that people that are at like this point in their life, the 34, they don't want to do the bar scene, should find a place where adults go to acquire skills. Like
school?
Either that or like a workshop type thing. Because I think that if it's a skill that men and women want.
So like a classroom atmosphere. Even if it's not an actual classroom.
Because even if you don't meet somebody, at least you get this fucking skill.
So go to Home Depot and learn how to like lay tile or something?
That might even be a fucking good thing.
Learn how to lay pipe.
Maybe, yeah, the tile tutorial at fucking Home Depot or like a cooking class. I think a cooking class is probably the best one.
Yeah, but you gotta usually.
I pointed that out to a couple friends of ours that like I'm some fucking expert. It's just an idea I had, and everybody I told this to, they're like, oh man, I want to find a chick. But I'm like, well, why don't you try fucking go to a cooking class? And just see, because if the worst thing is they're not there, and you fucking learn a few things to nourish yourself.
I would do that if there's free ones around.
There probably are, but you're not going to look, right? And also, I get the sense that
I've been tempted to go to gardening classes. There's a local place that has free gardening classes.
Well, why
I just
wouldn't
never
you
went.
Fucking do it? You can't now because there's fucking snow. On the
well,
ground.
Yeah, I'm saying this was during the spring.
You're
gonna
meet a fucking an Inuit woman in fucking whale leather, shoveling snow, putting on
mushed
a
down the street,
putting on a fucking a lesson on how to fucking de-ice a car. Jesus Christ, I don't know. I get the sense that cooking class would be good for you because you have some kind of a cooking skill.
Yeah, but still, you're not there to like show the teacher or whatever. You're there to learn, so I guess you could impress the teacher and thus impress the girl.
Or just, you know, like play it off like
social.
I don't know. I think if you have the capability of going where they are and acting like you're not there for them, even if you truly are, I mean, you have a better chance than playing fucking Call of Duty in your underwear with a fucking bowl of corn with a bowl of cornflakes on your fucking nuts.
I don't do that.
No, you don't. But a lot of people fucking do, and they're like, "Ah, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Who needs it?" I don't know. By the way, Clayton from Bug Zapper Radio suggesting that you go Joe Dirt on this bitch and start working as a traveling carny. Go from town to town setting up the fucking scrambler.
I don't know about that one. I'd have to knock a few teeth out first.
No! You lose them over time. It's okay.
Kill some kids on the automatic swing ride.
What do you mean? Wait, the fucking the thing that like just whirls them around and then
you know the swings?
Slightly.
Have you ever seen the disaster videos for them? They're fucking horrific.
I like the swings, so I'm not going to look at any of those.
I know. I did too. That was one of my favorite rides as a
kid. There's one swing ride where it's like four stories, and it just never stops spinning around the fucking post.
There's one of those that's off the side of like a building in Seattle or something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
And it'll like goes out over the city, and it's basically it's like a swing. It's not really like a chain swing. It's like a roller coaster type of thing, but it fucking flies around and like hovers you over the city.
Fuck.
Like 100 stories up.
Steve, when are you gonna do the class? I'm telling you.
What class? I don't even know. You find me a class.
How to paint. Go to how to paint at fucking Lowe's. I think I know what's going to happen.
That would be a good idea. I'd take that. I would take that class, actually.
See, here's the thing. You're going to go to the class. The guy's going to teach you one way to do it, and you're going to fucking You're going to stick your heels in and tell him why he's doing it wrong.
No, not like,
I guarantee you.
If it was a cooking class, I would be doing shit like
you
that.
You think you would at a fucking cooking class? The guy's like, okay.
If he did something drastically wrong, yes, I would.
Why would you do that? Do you give, like...
It's in my nature, man. It's just in my nature to do shit like
but
that.
But you're there to meet somebody. Why would you paint yourself to be this fucking know-it-all douche? No, you leave the duck skin on! Leave it on the breast, cooking skin down!
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
if he said it was the opposite and took the breast off and just started cooking it, I'd flip my fucking shit.
So cook a dry duck breast. Who gives a shit? If there's a fucking... Look, it's not like your reputation is on the line here. It is if you try to upstage the fucking person putting on the class. I almost said the show. I can't fucking imagine being a single dude at this point. I'm fucking so ill equipped. I don't have the fucking patience. I don't know how people put up with talking to young fucking. Just irritating, babbling fucking women. I don't.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to young women. I mean, I definitely wouldn't go below the age of like 25.
25 is a young woman.
I guess. That's 9 years, actually. Yeah. I guess I'd have to go to like.
Oh my God. At 28. Work today. I worked today, yeah. Rachel did this and that. And then Billy comes over and, oh my God, Billy's. My fucking brain would melt with just, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit would just flood my head until my skull burst. I can't fucking imagine that. I just can't. I'm so fucking spoiled with Amanda's complete lack of just babbling about fucking nothing. I am so fucking spoiled.
Yeah, Amanda's definitely not that type.
I think... The dear sweet Jesus above us.
Yeah, from around the few times I've met her, she's definitely a quieter person, and usually when she says something, it's like sarcastic and funny, so you're a lucky guy.
I consider myself to be very, very lucky, especially in the regard of not having to listen to just meaningless fucking never-ending stories.
Ugh.
The worst. Have you ever been in that situation, Steve? Talking to a girl... And all of a sudden, she just decides to tell you some fucking thing that's in her craw. Something that really fucking just chapped her ass. And oh, they didn't fucking fill the paper out right. Oh, isn't that just a big fucking event? And then another tangent that's so important.
You know what? I'm about 15 feet away, and I'm still walking at that point. Because that's it. I'll just start walking.
Yeah, you know... Jesus Christ, sandwich humor Jeff.
Yeah, he's banging the nail right on the head right there.
Why don't you go back to LARPing and just bang some stupid LARPer girl? Just fucking get it out of the way.
And that's a very easy audience right there.
Cast a fucking way of the tired cock on her for fucking 10 damage. And then just fucking vamoose and never go back to the scene again.
And you know what? LARPing is definitely the fucking venue to do something like that. You can get away with it like that.
What? Magical rape?
I didn't say rape.
what I described was fucking...
A one-night stand is not raping.
No, casting Way of the Tired Penis on her for 10
Okay, that's... I don't know. I'm not familiar with
that.
Are
there a lot of girl LARPers? Are there female LARPers?
Yeah.
More so than men, or is it more men than men?
No. I'd say it's 66% men, 33 women.
Okay, so it's not just the fucking. It's not just the guys that fucking.
But there
bring
are
their girlfriends really, into it, right?
There are really good looking girls that LARP. It's just like cosplay. I mean,
God,
there's
they
really
must be so fucking horrendous. 316-768-4472. If you're ever listening live and you want to call, 316-768-4472 is the number to dial. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steven the LARPer. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey guys? Nothing much, you guys. Just listening to y'all talk about something reminded me. I had to drive to Austin yesterday just to drop off a basically drive 5 hours to drop off a piece of paper and drive back home. Jesus. And when you realize, you go, man, why do you have to do that? Well, this piece of paper is potentially worth,
right?
No, it's potentially worth $16 million.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll drive 5 hours. I'll drive 10 hours.
Well, yeah. Well, I would, too.
So, while I was there, I had dinner with some friends, and we went to a very nice Austin restaurant. When you're on a business trip, you know, it's like, I don't give a shit. You know, just throw some cash.
Yeah.
And so we were there, and apparently, it was the one night where the weather was finally nice in Austin. It was cold. The wind, there wasn't any wind. Like tonight right now, there's not any wind, but it's cold here. Okay.
Hold on. You love to point out this cold and your fucking thin blood on your show. I need to know what cold is to you. I need to know what you do.
No, it was like in the 30s everywhere.
No, I think it was like today was like in the 50s, yeah. almost 60, and that's fucking. In the 50s range, I'm freezing.
Oh, jeez.
Every now and then, I'll see you on your show wearing a fucking
towel,
a house coat, and a blanket.
Yes.
bundled up like Clark Griswold when he gets stuck in the attic. Yeah, just have whatever random clothes you have in the room.
A silk robe on.
Tennis racket cover on your hand.
Yes.
Some white linen mittens. I mean,
like it depends. Like if there's not a lot of wind or whatever, you know, it's not too bad. You can bear it. But the problem is, I joked about it before this. We call them Northers here. Before they blew in. That I don't own any casual winter clothing. Like I've got, hey, it's fucking freezing outside clothing, and I got everyday like South Texas weather clothing. I don't have any. Hey, let me just put on something for 50 degrees. I've got something for like 35, and so it's very difficult for me to like. I either have to put a lot of shit on, or just hurry and get to the car. And so that's why it makes it really difficult is we're not any good at layering here because we don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I don't know.
Right now I'm layered. I am layered right now because I shoveled the goddamn driveway. I'm wearing long underwear. Do you remember when long underwear used to be like textured?
Underwear.
Like it used to be thermal. Have that thermal. Fucking thermal pattern to it. I bought a set of this shit. And goddamn if it doesn't look like I'm just wearing fucking knot pants under my jeans.
It's like t-shirt material, yeah. Jersey
it's
knit.
It's fucking terrible. I want that fucking burlap thermal shit that I used to have when I was a kid. I take it off after a fucking day of skiing and my leg looks like a fucking like I was sitting on a screen all day.
No, my dad lives. He now lives. In a town just west of Fort Worth, and he sent me a picture of what it looks like over there, and my response to him was, look, it looks cold, fuck that, like, I'm glad you enjoy that, there's no way. I looked at a picture of some people that I met at the last time I was up in the New Jersey area. I met some new people on Facebook, and they were sending pictures of, oh, this is the view from my office. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, that terrifies me. Like, that's too cold.
That's like when we look at that scene where Rocky's training in Siberia. That is for us. Like
that's cold.
A dusting. Clayton sees a dusting of fucking snow on green grass. No way in fucking hell, bro.
No.
Not getting involved.
As a rule, I get a bagged signal in my house, so I usually call y'all from outside. I'm standing outside, and I'm shivering. I got a coat on, and there's no wind, and it's probably 48, and I'm sitting here just like, God damn, you know, Jesus Christ, just got a slow shiver. It's because it's funny how I did. Now, conversely, you think you have hot?
No,
as you're gonna be like, oh, it's hot here. I'm like, no, come on.
Well, you get like 120 down there. That's fucking hot.
Yeah, well, you can soft boil a fucking pregnant stomach just by being outside. It's fucking hot.
You can cook chocolate chips on your back fucking dashboard of the car.
But the difference is, like, you'll get hot too, but I'll just get it for a really long fucking time. I mean, I'll get it for like, you'll go, oh, it's bad for about a month or two. No, I get like double that. I'll get 5-6 months of hot.
Ugh.
You know, just hot.
I can't do hot at all.
The one time I was in Texas, it was fucking 76 in February. just like I was not fucking ready. I was not ready to be sweating in my armpits in fucking February.
Oh, 75. Outside. Like that's nice. You know, 75. Like the joke was, I think at Christmas there's been many times that we've had 80 degree Christmases. You know, it's nice outside. You know, barbecue, beautiful day.
We have this. Yeah, we haven't.
We have these car dealers that fucking advertise that you could get a free car if it snows like 6 inches on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like almanacs don't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to buy one. I'll get my money back. Fucking
well, awesome. We were sitting up there in Austin, and it's, since it's 5 hours north, it's you know, it's definitely colder. And, you know, being the fact that it's more of an urban environment, you know, you have, like, you know, just areas that are kind of windy just because of, like, that wind tunnel kind of shit.
Yeah.
So you can turn around a building, and all of a sudden it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, the temperature dropped 15 degrees. And so, you know, we were eating or whatever, and this leads back to what y'all were talking about, you know, I say being single. I'm sitting there with a couple friends of mine, and I had a toboggan on. Well, the funny thing about that toboggan is it covers your ears. It covers, you know, a toboggan will tend to cover.
I honestly don't know what the fuck it
is. Is that one of those furry hats?
Yeah, like a furry hat.
Oh, okay.
Hey, real quick, the neighbor's dog is barking at me. If that motherfucker, y'all might hear me do it. If that motherfucker comes over here, I'm going to kick it in the fucking face. I've been wanting to kill this fucking dog for about 5 fucking weeks. I swear to God, it snaps at my fucking kids, and I've stared that bitch down, and she'll, come here. I'm like, yeah, fucker, get anywhere near me, I'm fucking booting it in the face. Yeah, I swear to Christ.
Peanut butter and laxatives, man. Just throw those couple little balls over there.
No, that's too passive. I mean, I want to fucking just murder that motherfucker.
Jesus, what kind of dog is it?
It's a fucking shit mutt.
Shit mutt.
I mean, is it a big dog or like?
No, it's like a
golden retriever. A beagle. Oh fuck! You want to get some hang time on that one?
Yeah, like I'm going for 64 yards, like, you know, Matt Prater. But
you cradle the belly with the bridge of your foot.
that's my dad coming up. Dad, just kick a fucking dog.
That the greatest story.
Anyway,
ever. Check the archives.
We're sitting at dinner, and there's a apparently that was a hipster night. Here comes this fucking that dog come over here. Give him a pistol. What am I saying? Anyway, so we're sitting there having dinner, and there's like 6 or 7 women gathered around the fucking table, you know, having dinner, and well, they're nicely dressed. It's kind of a hipster kind of bullshit, you know. And they're talking. Apparently, they're having a good time, and just inane babble, just single women inane babble kind of stuff. And not realizing, because, you know, I'm married and I'm happily married and we're, you know, I'm not, certainly not looking or whatever. I turned to my two friends and I said, there's not an amount of money in the world I would pay to be anywhere near that, like, have to listen to that bullshit.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing the shit that you'll put up with just to stick your dick in a hole. It's fucking amazing. Single dudes want to bang these fucking broads, so now they'll just listen, eyes wide, bright, nodding their heads. Oh yeah, yeah. And then these fucking broads complain, he doesn't listen. You don't listen. Who the fuck would want to listen? The minute we don't need you. All that shit is exposed as the shit that it is. It doesn't mean fucking anything.
Meanwhile, half of the guys can't listen because they're babbling constantly.
They contribute
and they don't stop.
Fucking zero. And the problem, I don't know. I don't know. I feel for anybody that has to go through that.
To get started on
a relationship.
You know, most women don't babble like that. Most women don't.
Fair portion.
And I think
fair portion do.
The one, you know, well, the thing about it is,
it's single women that do. That's single women, or women that just don't care about being married or their boyfriends. They're the babblers. The ones that might care a bit don't seem to babble as much.
I wish there was a way of saying it without sounding like a complete misogynist, but there really.
Clayton, we've set the bar pretty high for misogyny right now, so you're
right. You know, because I'm sitting here, like, my wife's probably listening in the room going, like, taking notes to just fucking rail me about something I'm going to say.
Is this the night we hear Clayton's dissertation on fucking taking women down a notch and also murdering the neighbor's dog? Complete podcast bender, killing an animal and cutting down half the fucking species.
Oh. No, it's just, you know, you can imagine, you know, I think, though, it's like anything else. We all do it. We all kind of get ourselves talking about it. The difference is that you and I, if we babbled, we're going to babble about, I don't know, how bad the Yankees are or whatever, and women are not going to care about that. And the guys are just talking about sports. The problem is that when women in that particular situation are babbling, they're babbling about something we just don't give a fuck about. Like,
They're reading the script from the show that stars them that nobody else wants to watch.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem. They think that anybody around them gives such a shit about them that we want to hear about the fucking minutia that they had to fucking struggle with.
It's straight up attention whoring. That's what it is. And girls do it more than guys, in my opinion. And that's the problem with
the worst flavor of it is when the broad, and I know I'm using that term, running it into the fucking ground. When they start telling you stories with these secondary characters that are like fucking, you know, nobodies that don't matter, that you don't need to know, and they're getting you on a first name basis with fucking, you know, coworkers. And fucking Ryan is such a... is that the same Ryan from... Yes, that's Ryan. What a jerk. Blah, blah, blah. And so now you know all of these fucking people and all of this fucking inane bullshit.
That you've never gone through. And
it
you've
doesn't
never
matter met. If you didn't. You're the same person you were before you knew any of it. It doesn't fucking change your point of view except for the fact that you realize this person has fucking zero to say to you. And the difference between... You know, Clayton, you and I, if we were to talk about the fucking Yankees, is that if I was rambling, you would just say, shut the fuck up. Just shut your fucking mouth. You would say that, and I would know. And then we would talk about something else.
Yep, girls can't
logic,
do that.
Logic
girls cannot
behind.
Do that. Because you get in on a girl, and you tell her she's talking about something you don't care about, then it's hell to pay.
Well,
even if you're another girl.
The guy version of that same shit would be the guys who, I'm going to say, pimp and preen a little too much. You know, the guys that I work out kind of shit, so they wear a shirt a little too fucking tight, and they're kind of like, you know, just kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been working on my lats, man. Can you see?
You know, even if they're not talking about it, they're fucking, you know, just that kind of like always seem to be kind of some weird pose or
some
bullshit.
Kind of fucking stripy sleeveless shirt with a fucking chest pocket on it.
Oh,
fucking. Yeah, and a rope necklace and shit.
Oh, God.
The worst type of person.
Does that shit work?
I don't know.
Apparently, in Jersey, it does.
Well, I think, to be blatantly honest with you, I think most shit that people do, like, it worked one time. Like, the second or time they went up the bat, they hit a home run.
Yeah.
They hit a home run, so they're scared to death to change the fucking batting stance at all.
Yeah,
because it did work one time.
Yeah, their lucky, you know, socks happened to just be frosted tips that they tried out once in 1997, and no, they got laid in 2 weeks after they had their hair done that way.
Now it's a go-to.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, the key is to let it settle in a little bit. Let it settle in. Okay. Fucking.
These are my go-to socks.
Yeah. You know, dude, we joked about it. Like Eric and I joked about it last night about how to do certain things, you know, like with men and women. I said, if you knew the secret to that shit, I mean, to be blatant and honest with you, my wife and I, I called her up and said, hey, what are you doing? We went and had coffee, and we've been together ever since. So to say that, you know, there's some, oh, you got to go places and do shit. I don't know. I just,
too much,
I think when
fucking
it happens,
thought.
It kind of happens.
Yeah. Too much thought for a zero sum for a lot of fucking cases. Like, the people that put up with the fucking babble, they're not going to end up happy. They're not going to end up where they think they want to be at that moment that they're just hearing, I love a pencil, just a pencil, over and fucking over and over, marathon hour-long conversations where they say six words. You're not going to end up where you fucking think you want to be at that fucking point. And I think I did this on blog TV or something like that years ago. The fucking best thing you can do is just hang the fucking... Just say, oh, we're doing that? Okay. Hang the fucking phone up. Just fucking hang it up.
Now, hold on. Now that you mentioned it, one of my girlfriends, she got mad if I hung up before she went to sleep at night.
What?
Like she had to fall asleep on the phone talking to me. Or she would get fucking pissed. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm like, you realize I'm talking to you on a cell phone on a plan that costs minutes. Oh, what? All it means is money to you? Oh, my God. You're not having this conversation with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all it means.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And how about fucking time? How about I don't need to hear you just yammer on until you bore yourself to sleep. Goodbye.
But I want you to listen to me sleep.
Click. 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 Goodbye. That's the thing.
But you know, when you're young,
go fuck somebody. I don't
do
give a shit.
Do all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
When you're 15, you might do that kind of shit. But when you get in your 20s and 30s, no.
You mentioned cell phones, Steve. That wasn't a fucking teenage crush. You didn't get your first. When did you get your first cell phone?
No. I was pretty young.
But when was this relationship? That wasn't a fucking...
No, this was the last relationship, actually.
Oh, shit. So, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
2006, 7.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, okay, yeah. You're going to do whatever the fuck you're going to do. I'm not going to talk to you until you fucking fall asleep. Hang up.
But to be fair, wow. She was pretty hot. She was pretty hot. That was about the only redeeming factor.
No. Thank you for like proving our fact that you put up with the name bullshit.
I did. But I wouldn't do that anymore. I really don't think I would do that anymore.
And then people wonder why girls really love fucking assholes. Because I think everybody just does what the fuck they think they have to do to maintain.
Yeah.
And assholes just don't want to be bothered. And then they're like, oh, but why don't they? Why isn't he enthralled with my tales of fucking filing things? And then fucking going out and having somebody spill shit on my shoes. Why isn't he enthralled by these things? And then they're interested.
Well, the smart ones figure out, like, that's what they... Why are all the good ones going? Because the smart ones got the good ones really fucking early.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fucking fact. That's why you're weeding through dog shit right now.
Babble! Fucking babble! Ugh.
Well, you know, Eric and I have been through our struggles as of late or whatever, and I, the idea of being single is terrifying, absolutely terrifying, you know, for several reasons. But you know, having the idea of dating again, and like, you know, especially, you know, if you've been in a long term relationship, you're like, you've been effectively off the market. And you know your woman, you know the combination to the safe, you've been well versed in how
to do that. The combination to the safe. Wow. I like that one.
But, you know,
Hold on a second. Let me see if that comes up Urban Dictionary.
You know the combination to the safe? Copyright Clayton, 2013.
It doesn't come up. That is
Copyright Clayton, 2013.
Stamp it. Yeah, but yeah, you know everything that you know how life goes.
Right. You know the ups and downs, you know the lefts and the rights, and you know how it goes. And so the idea is that, you know, somebody else out there, you don't know that, you know. And so, you know, there's something about also the known and the unknown. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, you might have issues with your girl, but you're like, that's a known. She may have a problem in this area, but I know that problem. Yeah. I can deal with that. I can learn to live with that. When you go with somebody else, they might be good in that area and horrible in another area.
In addition to the known and what you're familiar with, it's also the, oh, God damn it, I have to go through all that shit again. Again. Like, if you know, 10 years from now, Teddy drops dead, and I'm like, God damn it, I can't. I need a fucking dog. Now I got to get a puppy, and I have to do that shitting in the house for 6 months thing.
Yeah,
I have to
teething.
Teach him how to fucking not bite shit, which I didn't do with this motherfucker. Sit, stay, all that shit. Don't get hit by a car. Buying the food, doing the training class. Fuck it, man. It's not fucking worth it. It's just not anything that you would look forward to do. You know your life. at a certain point. You know where the fuck you're at, and having to be put in that place where it's like, I'm me, and I gotta sell me to some fucking stranger so that eventually we can be comfortable together. That is so fucking unappealing.
Ugh. It's rough. But you know what?
But you're there now. That's where you are. You've been there.
I know I'm there. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think that mentality, though, could be a bad thing. Now, don't get me wrong. It's good in your situation, right? But say you're in a really horrible relationship, right? Not you, either of you. I know you're both in good relationships. But say someone is dating someone for a very long time, and it's just like a terrible relationship. I'm sure you've known people like this, right?
Yeah, sure.
And the only reason they stay in the relationship is because they are in the relationship.
Yes.
I think that is the most horrible thing, because they don't want to go through that again. So they stay. It's like staying in a battlefield because all you know how to do is shoot people in the fucking head.
That's right. I'll never live in your world, man.
Well, look, I'm gonna say, you know, here's the thing, Steve, and you know, it isn't just say they'll stay in a relationship, or whatever. You know, like it, you know, I love my wife. You know, we, like I said, we've had our issues over the years and stuff, and we worked them out. And there's something about being in a committed relationship, like you're married, and to say that, like, well, you know, dude, there's times that you're not happy. There's times that you are. And when you're even when you're unhappy or you have your moments, you can lean on that devotion, that connection that you have, even if it's vows, even if it's not vows, something that you both had, this commitment to each other, you can rely heavily on that.
I agree.
Horrible shit.
No, I'm agreeing with you on that. And that's why I said you and Ken are both in good relationships, I believe, anyway. Outside opinion, but anyway. I'm saying there's people that are in awful, horrible relationships, and they have been for a very long time. And the reason they don't get out of them is because of all the reasons you listed that you don't want to.
It's all I know. It's all I know. Yeah.
And I know a lot of people like that, and it's sad that they just can't, you know, and it's not people who have kids, because I think once you have kids, that really does complicate a relationship a lot more than if you don't have kids.
Somebody has got to take responsibility,
right? That's,
for these kids.
Well, she was in like five relationships, so she.
You know what, if you're in a bad relationship, unless it's like physically or mentally abusive, you know, physically, you know, bad.
I'm going to say more
mentally. But if you're still in a long-term relationship and that bad, it's more you than them.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just saying it's somebody. It's somebody in the relationship.
You're just, you know, you think that's terrible. That's what you're saying, Steve.
It's a terrible situation. But to say though that, oh, they're still in a relationship, and they say, like, why would they do that to themselves? They themselves are unhappy, and so you know they want to blame a whole bunch of other things on it. But unless it's just a completely abusive situation. But if you're in an unhappy relationship, you know,
it's on you.
This person's not making me happy. Well, fuck you. At some point, it's, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and a lot of the reason is
you probably haven't pointed that out to the person. You're probably just internalizing that, or worse, just dumping that on fucking strangers. Like, you're staying with that person.
That's exactly, I'd say that's mostly the case.
Because it's your own fucking inability to express your feelings to anybody. You'd rather just fucking, you know, well in your own fucking misery. Yeah, Clayton's
or,
right.
Or,
that's
or
your
Facebook
own fucking
pity.
Oh,
don't
Facebook
even start
pity.
With that, because I've seen that many, many times. I've seen that with multiple people, with multiple fathers of their children or mothers of their children. Over and over.
Post another fucking Fiona Apple lyric. It's going to get better. Go ahead, you fucking twat.
But, you know, it's you know, sometimes it's learning, I don't know, it's learning to find happy. So learning to find it, you know, and I don't know, like, as I've gotten, like I said, I'm turning 37 this month.
Shit.
You get a little older or whatever, you just kind of like, you know, you always kind of know there's a lot of things you can't control. But then really learning to kind of be happy with it. Like, you know, it's okay.
Fuck it.
And,
but a lot of people can't do that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, a lot of people can't do that.
Well, I couldn't.
Eventually, it becomes easier because you realize it's never going to be any other fucking way. So I can either just fucking hate it forever or just be like, fuck it. Fuck it. Doesn't matter.
And that's what when you see men as they get older, mellow. They just it's not that you don't want to fight anymore. It's just the idea of like, what am I swinging at? What am I throwing punches
they're
at?
They're not fighting anymore because they're just defeated at that point.
I mean, I'm 33 now. I'm 33, and only now have I just been able to accept the fact that I have very photogenic balls. Like, I mean, really, I'm proud of it now.
This is a very weird tangent you just went on.
Oh, fantastic.
Wait till you see my new Facebook fucking profile.
My God, I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm going to put tiny glasses on
them. Hey, I was going to tell you, before I forget, the real funny part of me telling you, hey, I would never sit next to those women listening to that babble. The joke that I forgot to tell part of that story was I was wearing a toboggan, and since my ears were covered, I didn't realize how loud I fucking said it.
Good. Good.
So the exact phrase I said, I looked at my two friends, and I go, man, there's no amount of money in the world. Someone could pay me to sit next to those cunts and listen to that. And they're staring at me. They were staring at me, and I go, wait a minute, did I say that a lot louder than I think I just did?
Like a lunatic with your fucking knit hat on.
And you were
a big fucking red beard.
Aren't you?
Like knit hat and a red beard, some asshole yelling cunt in a fucking, Boston restaurant.
Just sucking down a fucking beer through your mustache and beard hair. Just wringing it out in the glass.
Laughing so hard at me, like, God damn, that's embarrassing but funny at the same time.
It's not embarrassing. Don't be embarrassed. He
probably
isn't. Truth.
I'm guessing he isn't.
Yeah.
No.
Shit. It's the truth.
But the thing is, Steve, are you going to ever try and put yourself in a spot where you may meet a woman?
Absolutely.
When and how and where? What's your plan?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's your plan?
Tomorrow at 3:45 p.m.
No, I mean, when are you going to break the... Would you say you're in a pattern right now? You're in a bit of a pattern?
I'm in a holding pattern ready to take off the runway.
Where are you going to go? Where's your first fucking hop?
I don't know. See where it takes me. I'll go to different places.
Go to a fucking book club.
I don't
read.
Let me
ask you this, Steve. Would you bang fucking Blossom?
Yeah, I'd bang Blossom.
Would you?
No.
She's got a PhD.
What does that matter?
It's nice about smart chicks. So, I think smart chicks are sexy.
She can also fucking pull a herring out of the sea with that fucking beak.
No. Steve, sexy smart chicks are sexy. Yeah. Not to say that smart chicks are sexy, easy. Like, easy. Sexy smart chicks.
No. I think intelligence definitely raises the, like, if you just looked at someone and didn't know how smart or whatever they were, I'd think if they were intelligent, that definitely raises the bar. If a girl is good looking and she's dumb as fucking nails, it lowers the bar a lot. That's just my opinion on it.
First impression, you can't see your brain. You can't. You have to like get to know her. So, yeah, as soon as she starts talking, she can't
first impression. I mean, that's part of the first impression is how intelligent they are. No.
Well, I know, but like
I'm not saying like first visual.
Well,
and in my opinion, nation, the sun is gonna surely shine.
Haddington bear hat.
Not when she was younger, man.
She's fucking shuffling around that stupid bucket hat with the flower on it, whatever the fuck she's got. And her fucking MC Hammer pants with built-in suspenders. Oh, fuck you.
That was like the late 80s, early 90s.
It was terrible, and it's still terrible.
I think a lot of girls were dressing like that at the time.
You know what? So she's got a PhD? It doesn't fucking interest me at all. What's her PhD in? You know she has a PhD, but what is it?
Neuroscience or something like that.
What science?
Neuroscience. Brain science.
Would that interest you to talk about, Clayton?
We're talking about neuroscience?
Yeah, with Maya Bialik.
No, I wouldn't mind talking to her. I wasn't going to fuck her, but I wouldn't mind talking to her about it. But, she's a learned individual.
Yeah, but what if you found a hot girl that you could just talk to her about nothing with? What if you had...
Oh, no, that would... Oh, no, I couldn't do that. No, no.
See, that automatically takes her out of running,
but
right?
Steve, with you, it seems like it has to be fucking neuroscience. It has to be something very advanced.
No, it doesn't have to be advanced. It has to be just someone that's good at something and not like fucking like being a waitress.
What about, let me guess, would you talk to her and try to really, you know, stick home some of the things that you know about neuroscience just to make sure that...
No, because I don't know dick about it. I'd rather just let her school me.
Oh, that
maybe better. She doesn't know anything but neuroscience, because that's what happens when people get PhDs. They specialize in something and don't know anything else.
And that's their whole life. They really fucking discuss the shit out of that.
Well, obviously not Maya Biela, because she's an actress too.
Wow, great.
So well, when I think intelligence, boy, that's the first thing I think of, actress.
Yeah. You know, what an incredible actress too. Big Bang Theory. Way to go.
Hey.
Well, she's on Big Bang Theory now?
They won Emmys.
Yeah, she is. She's one of the fucking femme nerds' girlfriends. I don't know what the fuck. I don't watch the show. There's like a really fucking antsy nerd who's got like a feminine voice, and he's very eccentric, and she's his girlfriend.
Is that all of them?
I was about to say that is all of them.
I don't know. I'm actually, I can honestly say I've never watched the show.
No, Clayton's absolutely right. They're all pretty much... hipster nerd types.
Isn't it a typical sitcom where they kind of exploit the fact that, oh, hey, people, nerds are kind of hot right now, so we'll just kind of throw some nerdy guys.
Yes, it is.
I saw an episode, and one of the characters, for some reason, or for no reason whatsoever, was being interrupted to push a plot point ahead with the question, what are you doing? And, of course, the answer was, oh, I'm just hacking my fucking... Nintendo 64 emulator on my blah blah blah. Oh, just shut the fuck up. That doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't. Just shut up. Oh, I'm using a poorly coded emulator. Shut the fuck up.
And throw in a couple of GoBot or Voltron references to let you know that
GoBots.
316-768-4472. You're on with Clayton and Steve the LARPer. Uh-oh. Who's this? Oh boy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Who's this?
Oh, Jesus.
This is Frank.
Frank who?
Hey, Frank.
How's it going?
Are you flowing? What's going on?
Hey, how's everybody going? How's it going? Well, what's going on?
We're all going.
We were talking.
I hear we're talking about Steve's girl problems.
Yeah, he's not necessarily problems. It's just that he's lovelorn.
How old are you, Steven?
Well, if you've been listening to the show at all, it's 34.
Have you been listening 34. To the show?
I turned it on like 5 minutes ago.
Thanks, Frank. I'm glad we grasped you in 5 minutes enough to make you call in.
Are you a fan of Big Bang Theory, Frank?
I, honest to God, I and I'm not just saying this to be aloof, but I honestly have never watched an episode of that show.
Good for you.
Have you?
I just said that I saw one episode, and it was absolutely hideous. They make
Do you find Kelly Coco attractive?
Yes.
Who is that?
The blonde on the show.
That's the hot chick on the show.
Is she, okay. You know, as far as TV goes, I think there's better out there, but absolutely.
Would you stick it in her?
If I were a single man, Frank?
Yes.
Of course.
I appreciate
Frank,
that.
Would you? Why or why not?
Should I do it to anything?
What about Mayim Bialik?
Nice Jewish girl.
Not really.
You said you would do it to anything, and I said Blossom, and you said fucking not really. After a fucking 35-minute fucking grunt break.
How about 2013 Tony Katane and not 1988 Tony Katane?
Yeah, exactly.
No. No. I'm going to go with no on that one.
No way.
Ugh. I'll tell you what.
Frank is definitely a yes on this one.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, God.
Frank, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Do you have some kind of a fucking mental fog? What are you doing?
Listen to me. Do you know who Helen Mirren is?
Yeah, Dame Helen Mirren.
Okay. I saw pictures of her like 35 years ago, knock your socks off, man.
Yeah, okay. And I saw pictures of Lucille Ball 85 years ago, knock your socks off. That doesn't mean I would have sex with her corpse.
I want you to take, Steve, I want you to Google Helen Mirren bikini. Right,
I'm
now.
Sure she's, I'm sure she's good looking. I knew she was good looking when she was young.
I'm talking about now, Steve. I'm talking about right now. Present day. 78, whatever the fuck she is.
Wow.
She's a very attractive woman.
And look at that.
Damn.
Frank, would you have sex with Helen Mirren in her current state?
Yes.
Wow, look at this guy. Guy gets a set of gray pubes, and all of a sudden he's ready to fuck the silver foxes of Hollywood. Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man. She's got a rack. Her stomach is not wrinkly. There's like her body.
No.
Look at her face, and her body is fucking is good versus a lot of other people.
When you were doing it, would you try and put on a fake British accent?
I know. I always wish I could. I always wish I could do it. Can you? I always wish I could do a British accent. Can you do one, Ken?
Perhaps I can. I'm not quite sure if it would be passable.
That's more of a Cockney.
But it doesn't make it any different than the British Isles.
That's Blackpool.
Look, I can't pin down a specific region for you, but I have my fucking attempt. Like, every British person has an attempt at an American accent. They all go for coffee or hamburgers.
No, they can't say Olive Garden. That's the one thing that.
Oh yeah, there's nothing more American than Olive Garden.
No, but they had the whole cast of Harry Potter say the word Olive Garden, and no one could get it right except for fucking Malfoy, Harry Potter, the little evil bastard.
I have
fucking
no idea who that is because I didn't see any fucking Harry Potter movies.
Did you ever see the movie Something About Mary? Came out in 1998.
Yes.
Yeah, I think most
the
people.
The person
have.
Who played.
Magda,
the guy in the crutches, the guy with the polio or something like that.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
the one from Fifth Element.
In real life, he's actually English in real life, and he was playing an American.
Yeah.
Oh, Mary!
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Well, thanks, Frank, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Enlightened us all.
Frank, I guess you had a little bit of a trip. Maybe we'll discuss that.
I don't want that. That's not why I'm calling. I'm not calling.
What were you calling in for? You want to try and get Steve's dick wet? What are you trying to do?
We'll discuss that on the other program that we do.
I'm sorry. What program is that?
That's called I Apologize. Oh. We'll discuss that. I'm not going to install delicious fodder on Steve. I want to ask Steve a question.
Oh, what the fuck was that about?
Well, Steve, Frank, way to call into our show. To prep shit for your show, and try to make it sound like we're not good enough.
You're not going to gift this gold you've woven for Steve.
Steven, I don't know. I was trying to find it before I called in. About 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you sent me an email or what. This is when we were talking a couple weeks ago. We were talking about going ice fishing, I think. And I think you sent me like an email or something saying that... of saying that we don't get along or something like that. Do you remember
that? No, it was on Twitter. It was on Twitter.
Tell me what you said exactly, because...
I don't remember. I'm not on Twitter right now. I know the...
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me.
I don't know the exact verbatim...
How would I find that? How would I find
this? No, just look...
How did you see it, motherfucker? You saw it!
Yeah, why don't you have it up? Why don't you have it up? You're asking the question.
Oh, somebody's a little fucking got his panties in a trivel.
No, you're asking me, and you're referencing something about me that I asked of you, and you don't know what you're talking about.
I have it. It's right here. It's hopefully we can bury the hatchet and go forward with good intentions and mutual respect for one another.
Okay. What the fuck are you talking? Bury what hatchet? I don't know what you're talking about.
Frank, do you have some kind of a do you have some kind of an issue with Steve?
No, I don't. So I don't know what he. What
would
he
you be? Don't. Would you be surprised if Steve had an issue with you?
Yeah, he's. Always, I think he's. Okay.
Why
with me?
I think that maybe it's more. If there is, I don't know if you guys want to do it offline, or maybe you guys can do it just on here.
Do what?
You know, air out your dirty laundries and underpants.
Yeah. You tell me what hatchet you're referring to, Steve.
Sharp one, good for chopping.
Well, you have wronged me before. Firstly, by researching different things about my family that your chosen vocation allowed you to do in researching different things about land and property.
You creeped him out by pointing out some things.
I looked up one thing while Ken was on the line and you were on the line. I looked up one thing because you made a reference to something.
But
I want to see if it was true or not.
Did I ask you to do
hold
that?
Hold on. Let me see.
You
don't
have to listen. Whether you ask me or not, I can do whatever the hell I want to do. It's a free country, my friend.
Hold on. The point is, this is something that he didn't, that he's not happy with, that he's expressing to you.
Okay. So because of that one incident, that's the hatchet you're referring to?
He's never let that go. He's never let that go.
Well,
are you sorry about that?
When I initially expressed dismay with what you had done, you wrote it off just like you just did right now. It's a free country. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
This must have happened like at least 2 years ago.
But he's never really gotten closer.
And 2 years, you after this incident happened, never have you even broached the subject. I think we even went fishing since then, and
true,
never did you even broach the subject.
True.
I didn't want to have it fester.
But obviously it did fester. So why didn't you? If this bothered you, why didn't you bring it up some time ago?
I don't know. I guess it just did fester, and I tried to let it not, and it did. And I never broached the subject, so I guess it's all on me. I guess I was wrong.
No, don't use your passive progressiveness.
Passive progressiveness.
Passive,
I'd like to think that I'm a passive progressive.
That's pretty good. Wants to push it forward, but he's not too eager. Hey, Frank.
That's exactly what I was. I was passive and progressive.
Frank, he just, you asked what he was bothered by, and he explained it to you. You can either apologize or tell him too bad. That's how I see it.
I don't have to choose any of those options, Kenneth. I could just say c'est la vie.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
It means see you later.
No, it doesn't. It means whatever happens, happens. Or
yes, whatever
as the
will
song
be, will
goes,
be.
Whatever will be,
will be.
Be.
That's que sera.
Que sera, sera, you idiot.
Yeah, but c'est la vie is that is life.
No, it's not. It's c'est la gueule. It's que sera, sera.
That is life.
Listen to, yeah. That is, exactly. It's not whatever will be. Get your facts straight before you open your mouth.
See, this is why I don't like you,
Frank.
What? Now, you're saying I am the one that's being aggressive and being mean. And
Frank, you are
to
being
yourself.
Kind of... You're being
you're
kind
very
of,
angry right now,
you're
Frank.
You're on
you
edge.
You are a very angry
I'm
person.
I'm not angry at all. I'm just having a good time. Having joy.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Come on, be honest.
Having a good time.
I'm having
you
a real
really
good
be time. Honest right no, now? Because I don't think you are being honest.
When I used to do the show with Ken back in the old days, you'd always come on bitching. You know, you never came on camera. Like, this is back in the PT days. You would never... You sit there with your bottle of gin... drowning your sorrows away, you always made derogatory comments toward me.
Like what?
I don't recall everything, but you always make very derogatory comments toward me during the pro.
I made derogatory comments against you. Yes. I don't remember saying anything. If you could remember,
I just rubbed it off my shoulder. I said, you know what? Whatever.
These are two motherfuckers that don't like fucking apologizing when they hear somebody else say you did me wrong. Both of you are
when
two motherfuckers.
I don't know what I did wrong.
So because I looked up first of all, let me say this. What I looked up is public records. Okay, you could look this. Anybody could look this information.
But you don't have to. That's the thing. You don't need to.
What you did, it is stepping over the line. I consider it stepping over the line.
What, looking up a property record is looking over the line?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
What are you trying to prove with that? What are you trying to prove by doing that?
You were using it to illustrate a point.
Sometimes people make...
No, let him go. Let him go with this, because I want to know now.
Well, because you made reference to the fact that you owned a piece of property, when in fact it was a family member that owns the piece of property.
No, I never said I owned it.
All right.
I said it was going to be owned by me in the future.
Okay, fine. If I creeped you out
but what was the point of that? It was just to prove me wrong on that point, and that's the reason you did something like that?
That's what it was. He's you know, he's got his ways, man. If he hears something he doesn't think is right, he's going to fucking try to stick it to you. He wants to rub things in everybody's fucking face. That's Frank's whole fucking life. That's your whole life, Frank. You want to fucking just stick it to people.
Frank, if that makes you happy, I hope that made you happy doing it.
You know what? In all honesty, I swear on my father's grave, I never didn't even think about it until you just brought it up just now. I didn't even think about that.
You know what, Frank? Going forward, maybe you should think about stuff like that when you do
so
stuff.
So because I looked that one property up, you've been holding on to this for 2 years. For 2 years. And since that time...
You know what? I never said anything to you.
So why now all of a sudden? That's essentially your anger toward me because I looked something up. Is there anything else? Is that pretty much it?
Well, no. See the tone you're taking right now? Do you hear
yourself? No, I'm asking you. Is that
asking you a question. Don't ask me a question.
Is that the brunt of your anger? Just the fact that I look up a record.
It's not. It's the
tone. What else? Please, let's get all of our dirty laundry on the table. What else is bothering you about me?
The tone you take when me and you get on the air like we are right now, it's always confrontational. And I don't think I'm always confrontational when me and you are on the air, but you're 100% ready for like a brawl.
I'm not, and if you take it that way, I apologize.
Oh, now you calm down, and thank you for your apology. I accept your apology.
That was genuine. I thought that was genuine.
That's not how I that's not my intentions. That's just, you know, just having fun.
If somebody says, hey, you know, this thing you did, I don't like that you did it to me. The reaction, Frank, that you gave was, whoa, 2 years, That was your whole fucking reaction. So just say, oh, wow, I'm sorry. That was so long ago. I didn't even think it was a big deal.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. That was so long ago. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, but now you've calmed fucking down. Wow.
Y'all feel better now? Let me see that tweet again. Hopefully we can bury the hatchet and go forward with good intentions and mutual respect. Now let's go, Frank. Do you think that the hatchet is able to be buried?
I honestly didn't have any hatchet to be buried.
Steven, is the hatchet buried? Ill will towards Frank right now?
No, I know. No, and I've said this before. I've never carried ill will towards Frank.
Okay.
And I think Frank is great on the air.
Now, absolutely. Frank, do you hold ill will towards Steve?
I never. No, not at all.
Okay,
I didn't know what he was referring to.
So now we have two people that don't have any ill feelings toward each other.
So can I make the first punch now that we're all leaving?
Hold on. And the second part first. Of his tweet. The second part of his tweet. Frank.
And go forward.
Glad you survived the plane ride. I hope you have time to talk one-on-one when you get back. So one-on-one, you mean just you want to talk just me and you one-on-one?
Yeah, and did you ever respond to that tweet? Like,
he just did right by calling by calling in fucking a month later.
You know what? I was dumb. When I read the tweet, I was dumb. I really didn't even know what you were referring to.
You could just stop at dumb.
Yeah. But I would if you would like to get one-on-one, my cell phone is 732.
Whoa! Yeah.
Frank, stop right there, man. Come on.
58.
I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do this.
I apologize.
You're not going to do that.
You can send me a message on Twitter, right? That's a thing you can do, isn't it?
I hope we have somebody so tenacious in listening to this that they fucking figure out the other four numbers. They just tried.
You know what? I didn't even hear
a thousand combinations.
He got off the area code, and that's all I heard.
It shouldn't be too difficult. All you need is time.
Yeah, I think. Well, I'm sure someone that's good with some audio programs could probably figure it out. But
So it seems like you guys are good. Is the ice fishing trip that you guys were planning, is that going to happen?
Frank, do you want to do it? Because I've always wanted to go ice fishing.
Oh, and I remember we talked about going. You said you had an eight-person tent or some sort.
Nine-person tent.
Yeah, I would like to do it a lot. I always wanted. That's part of my bucket list is ice fishing. Ever I saw an Abbott Costello episode.
So you want to go, but you won't eat the fish.
Oh no, I don't eat fish now.
Would you get mad if someone else did?
Why would I care?
What if they gut it
I'm
in front
asking,
of you?
I'm asking, so nothing happens.
I would like for you to take a bite of the fish when you pull it out of the water. I want you to take
he's
a bite
a
of
it. Fucking bear. I mean, he's not going to chew on a fish.
Frank, I'll do that if you agree that if I do it, you do it.
I can't.
Then I'm not going to do it.
I want you to do it like the fucking
eyes on Deadliest Catch when they bite the herring head before this.
What if he just puts orange suspenders on and just throws it at you like the Seattle fish market? Throws it right at your fucking face.
What if I just bring a little can of sardines and throw them at you?
Stuff back in the day.
What's that, Frank?
Steven used to take fish and throw them onto the roadway.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Frank.
He's got a steel trap on him, this
holy
fucking bald
cow.
Fuck.
That was very back in the day. That was like 8, 9 years old.
It's true.
I did. Used to just catch him and just throw him back and behind me into the roadway and hear him pop.
Frank, let's see. Frank, if you were a single man at your age right now, how would you endeavor to meet a woman?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked it. Well, firstly, I would go on Harmony.com.
You mean eHarmony?
Just Harmony? Oh, no, hold on. Let's see. What is Harmony?
Harmony.com.
Harmony.com.
It's going to be a crystal
healing
site.
It's a fucking parked domain site. It's just got a picture of an acoustic guitar and has related links.
Nope. Tablature site.
No.
You know what? It's Harmony. I'm glad you asked that question because I've been with the same woman since 1987.
Wow.
And I don't know. And I remember when we used to go on the Pal Talk, I would always ask people, how do you date? I mean, know what my question was? How do you know when the woman wants to have sex? How do you know? How do you know when that happens? Because I never experienced any of that.
You never had sex?
No. What I'm saying is I was a high school...
He's got kids. I mean, come on. I mean,
maybe
he's
just
done
maybe
it
just threw it into a tube.
No.
Threw it into a fucking sponge and wrung it out.
But I'm serious. How do you... Like, you know, I didn't experience that whole dating scene because I was with a high school sweetheart.
Yes.
So what I'm... I never had
so
to go...
So you date her? Or are you saying the scene?
Like, high school dating isn't like dating as an adult.
No, I know.
You had to be driven
places
he
said
and
scene,
shit.
So he's saying testing the waters. You've never really...
Saying, I've never had to go to a bar to pick up a woman. I've never had to do that. And I don't know, I wouldn't know how to do that. And what I'm saying is, you know,
I have a feeling you wouldn't have to worry about how it's done because it's just fucking out of your realm. It's just not going to happen.
But I'm saying, and Ken, you've probably, you know, maybe not as strict as me, but you probably have fallen in the same boat. I mean, you never didn't have to go on the whole dating scene for a very long time.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't know what the fuck to do if I woke up and I'm single today. I wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
So my I always wondered, you know, how do you, you know, just for lack of a better reference, and this means nothing, but Dominic Monacote or whatever it is, you know, he's Dominic.
Oh yeah, pick the guy that we know that's a fucking amazing drummer and fucking has club gigs every weekend, surrounded by fucking dancing drunk girls.
Okay,
yeah, pick that guy. Don't pick fucking, you know, avid video game player, pristine sneakers, or fucking even Steve, the guy who's on the fucking phone with us.
Well, I'm saying, when you pick up a woman, how do you know when they want to have sex? Like, how do you know when they want to have sex?
That's easy. Picking up the woman is the hard part.
Yeah, that shit is... You would know. You would just fucking know. The same way you know that if you're saying something and they want you to say more.
And
just
how
on a different level.
And what about the whole STD thing? I mean, do you... How do you...
It's called wearing a condom.
Yeah, or in your case,
right? But what I'm saying is
a fucking outbreak suit.
You wear a condom, you leak stuff.
What do you mean leak stuff,
Frank? That's a 99% chance that anything would happen,
Frank. If you so you're saying
99.99.
If you were single, would you ask the girl for a blood test before?
I would probably use a prophylactic. But what I'm saying is.
What about the wetness?
When do you put the prophylactic on? Before the boner, or after the boner?
Have you ever tried?
Have you ever used a blowjob without a condom?
Have you ever used one, Frank?
What?
A condom?
No.
Oh my God, Frank!
That's like how down home Frank is.
Here's what you need to do. You need to buy a fucking.
Get the next Paula Deen.
No, here's what you got to do. You got to get yourself a 3-pack, Frank. And I want you to fucking answer your own question. Try to roll that shit onto a fucking soft dick, and just see how well it works when you're fucking aroused. Do some experimentation with it. You've never used a condom.
No.
Oh my God.
Have you ever purchased a condom? Just to be
no, I mean I've touched one.
Wait, who used it then?
You've never used one. You've never
who
purchased
used that
one.
Condom that you
but
touched?
You've touched.
No,
one.
Like I remember thinking in college they were giving them away or something. I opened one up to see what it felt like.
Yeah. Did you give yourself a posh wank?
Probably
you know
fucking
what that
licked
is?
It too.
I don't know what that is.
Did you taste it?
A posh wank is when you jerk off and wear a condom.
That's
so there's no cleanup.
What's it called?
A posh dollar. Spend a dollar on it. You know
what? A posh wank.
It's called a posh wank.
You ever partake in that activity, Steve?
Oh, multiple times. It's nice.
It's got to be like using a roasting bag to cook. You're done. Cleanup's over with.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
You're telling me that you've partaken in that kind of activity.
I've partaken in multiple different kinds of activities.
Frank, I think that you should not be a fucking blithering buffoon, and at least know what a condom is, because you're gonna have to explain it to your fucking children.
And you have to.
I think you owe it
as a germ freak.
I agree with that.
As a parent, you owe it to your kids. Of course, I've used one, you idiot. Why would you say you haven't?
You completely changed stance.
Why would you say you haven't? Then I don't understand.
I haven't since 1992, I haven't.
So then why would you act like you would put it on a flaccid dick?
I'm saying when you're with a woman.
What were you with? A fucking zebra? I mean, you used one. What did you use it on?
He was fucking wombat.
Oh, I gave that sectional a fucking talking to, and I really told it was boss.
Kangaroo.
Let me try to explain this again, okay? When you're with a strange woman, sometimes you leak stuff before you actually before you penetrate. You leak stuff.
Okay.
Pre-cum.
Yes.
My point is, and sometimes you can have pre-cum before you have a boner. Would you agree with that?
No, you can't.
I would not. I've never had that happen.
No, that's like impossible.
What I'm saying is this.
No wonder you fucking say your dick smells like fishy bread.
And it has dick seeds coming
out
of it.
Just constantly leaking.
Like a
distended snatch.
All right, let me try and explain this to you.
Little black beans.
When you're... All right, Steven, have you ever had pre-cum before?
Yes, but not very often.
Okay.
And what not I'm when saying, I was flaccid,
when
ever.
When you're with the woman... And somebody has pre-cum, and you're rolling around in bed.
Somebody? No, it's going to be you. Not the woman.
You know, the other guy. It's just
the
watching.
Other guy that just happens to be.
The guy holding the camera, jerking himself off in the corner.
The seven other guys might have pre-cum, but I don't.
No. When you're rolling around in bed and you got pre-cum, sometimes that cum is going to get all over the sheets.
Yeah.
So at...
Maybe your feet.
So do you put... the rubber on at that point?
No.
What did you do, Frank? You said you used a condom.
Frank,
what did you do?
Going like...
As soon as I got a boner, I put it on.
To B to
so
X.
Wait, Frank.
Like it's
Steve, hold on. He said as soon as he got a boner, he put it on. So now, as soon as you put it on, did you engage in intercourse?
No.
So you were rolling around getting fucking lint from the covers all over it.
I'll get all worked up.
And getting fucking, acid wash denim lint all over the fucking tip.
This may be where Dixie's come from.
You probably gave many a yeast infection.
Yeah.
By just coating this fucking the lubricated condom with fucking lint and little pet hair and shit. Yeah, good idea, Frank.
Steven, how many broads have you been with?
10 plus.
Frank, I don't even think that you're on this level to have this fucking conversation.
No, this is fine.
I think that Steve,
I'd say 10 to 15.
Jesus Christ, Steve.
I can't honestly just name them all right now, but yeah, I'd say less than
15. I think we have to fucking absolutely wrap this up. I need to know, Frank, where would you go if you were a single man to pursue a lady? Go.
What would
be your plan? Go.
I would probably go to a religious organization.
Which religion?
The church.
The Jehovah's Witnesses.
My God.
No birthdays.
Exactly. I don't have to buy any fucking birthday gifts or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Only one for Jesus. Steve, my advice would be classes where useful skills are taught to men and women alike.
I'm looking up painting classes.
Such
right
as
now.
Painting, cooking, photography. Those types
Steven,
of things.
Steven.
Things that you can enjoy yourself while doing together.
Steve, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Really quick. Got to wrap it up.
Why are you wrapping it up?
Because we got to go.
All right.
Wrap it up so you...
Hurry up. Hurry up.
But I can still talk on Skype with you, can I, Steve?
You asked a fucking question on the show. Finish it up.
Steven, of all those people you've been with, have you ever had a situation where you contracted an
HIV?
STD?
Yeah, that was about 15 years ago, and I'm still going strong.
There you go. Sandwich Humor Jeff is suggesting that art broads, the arty chicks, are pretty
good. Oh, yeah.
So why don't you go for it?
You know what? Same pool as LARPer chicks. Same pool.
Would you wear a smock? Would you bring your own smock?
Yes, I would.
Isn't it just your uncle or your fucking grandfather's old shirt? Some fucking button down. I remember, bring a smock. It was just like my dad's old shirt.
No, it would be like a chef's smock and a chef's apron. It would say, fuck the chef.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we wrap this shit up?
Yep.
It's the DJ New Style Show, episode 402. Special thanks to Frank. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
And Clayton.
Well, I'm going to say he's here, so I'm saying, Frank, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And thanks, also, Frank. Clayton, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Steven, thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say?
No.
Good, because I'm not done yet. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Download everything we need you to hear. That is our episodes. Go to Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater. I apologize. Best in Show, DJ New Style Show. Subscribe on iTunes or whatever you fucking download your shit on. Listen, encourage others to do the same. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Get your Christmas shopping done. Click our link to Amazon. You get your shopping done. We get a small percentage and pay the goddamn bills. It's a beautiful thing. That's what I like to call a win-win. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Have a good week.